I'm feeling good. You know, we've been working hard every day, doing everything I can to get myself ready for the next day. So it's been good.
How anxious are you? It's not obviously football players want to play, and it's been a long time since you got a chance to play.
I'd say I'm more focused than anxious. You know, I've every year is different, but going in, you have some experience of how these games are going to be and where you should be. And, you know, I'm trying to take full advantage of trying to go out and be able to put myself in the best situation to help the team.
Was it tough to watch your guys struggle offensively down the stretch, knowing, you know, hey, I can help. When I'm out there, I help.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people don't realize you put a lot into this, not just during the season, but you know, before the season. It's a 12-month job, and you know, I put my heart and soul into everything I do to get ready for the season, and to not be able to go out there and compete with the guys that you work hard with every day in the spring, the summer. You know, it sucks to see that. So, you know, hopefully I can go out and help them in practice and then get better each day and improve and, you know, prepare for this week.
Do you shake off that rust in practice? Do you shake everything off? Or is it one of those things that you have to wait to get to the game to get a good feel about how you feel?
I mean, we'll see. We're going to try to, you know, make the situation as hard as possible in practice. You know, our coaches will do that. Our training staff will do that. And, you know, we'll see where we're at.
Tom said he throws so many balls to you it wouldn't take as much of a breaking in today. Do you feel the same way?
You know, we do work a lot together, and you know, it's I know him and he knows me, but you know, we still got to work very hard this week to make up on the ground lost that we didn't have. So that's what we're gonna do.
Has the rehab process tried your patience a little bit?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I'm kind of my worst enemy when it comes to that, trying to overpush things. And, you know, we've had our staff, you know, work with me to keep me from hurting myself. So, you know, I think we've handled it pretty decent.
You got to hold yourself back. Is that sort of something you remind yourself?
Sometimes. You know, it's no dipping the toe here. It's just diving in, so.
Would you say you're 100% getting back out there?
I can't put a percentage on it until Sunday, so I'm feeling a day better than yesterday, and it continues to get better, so that's what I can say about that.
Is something like this being almost more mental than physical? Because, you know, you can get the clearance from the physical perspective, but you need to know mentally, you know, that you're going to be okay if you go full throttle.
I want to go full throttle regardless, so if it goes, it goes.
Was there any point where you thought your season might be over?
I mean, with an injury like that, I guess. But, you know, the coaching staff and everyone here has got faith in that I can potentially help. And yeah, it's good to feel that. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Do you watch the film and say, like, oh, man, if I was there, I know I could help in that situation?
Not necessarily that. You watch the film and you take mental reps and you apply what you would have done, how the play went. So there's been a lot of that. I've watched a lot of film, but you never go and say, I would have done something like that, because you can't answer that question. You weren't in that play, and every play is a different experience for everyone.
You mentioned you're going to go full throttle. And if it goes, it goes. I mean, is that a hard mindset to wrap it around, or is that sort of what you've done for 7 years here since you arrived?
It's kind of how I am. So, of course, we'll be smart, but, you know, if I suit up, we'll be all right. We'll see.
How do you anticipate game conditioning? You know how they say you can't do football unless you actually do football. I mean, do you feel like it would be realistic if you can get back to just jump back in and do the workload you were doing before?
I mean, it's going to be tough, and you know, we worked our our tail off to try to keep our conditioning up. But, you know, it is different than going out and going to training camp, having a spring training in you. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, we'll be all right.
Was it when you didn't really talk to you much just about when it happened? Like, did you know when it happened, or was it something where you were still hoping for the best at the time? And how did it happen? Did you get caught up under the guy?
It's in the past. We're not going to go down the road of how it happened. It happened. You know, I'm more focused on, you know, Kansas City Chiefs and the great team that they are. It's going to be the best team we've played this year. They're 111 straight. This team's a hot team, so you know it shouldn't be about, you know, my foot or this that. It should be about the Kansas City Chiefs because, you know, that's a solid football team.
Peters, what do you see from him?
I see a kid that's been playing well. He made a Pro Bowl, and he's big. He's athletic. He's got all the tangibles. So, you know, I'm going to study him up pretty well. Also with the other guys, and you know, we're going to see how our game stacks against theirs.
John, how much did you look back? Bill said, watch that Kansas City game. There are things we can learn from that Kansas City game last year. How much will you spend on that?
You'll spend a lot of time just to kind of check out the cars. There'll be different license plates, but you know, you'll check out the scheme and see what they've done. But that was last year. It's going to be a completely new and different kind of game. So, you know, we're going to worry on what we have to do this week. And that's just to try to go out and improve and execute what our coaches are telling us to do. And hopefully that stacks up against what they've been doing.